My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Please don't eat me, I'm sweet and delicious. All these boys and girls running around my kitchen, having a good time.
Having a good time. And I'm on my Coco's fucking kitchen.
And I'm thinking, what, you know, when's it gonna stop? And you know what? I had to shit like a motherfucker. And I'm sitting there like, if I get up, you know, who? What's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? And like, you know,
well, I think he's kind of misunderstood. I mean, but he's
no, that guy's a fucking. I've dealt with this guy for years. But, he is a fucking asshole and a half. Okay.
You know, and we're not here to make brash claims. I don't want to, you know, and I would, of course, would never want to hear this. That's why, you know, we're doing this in the privacy of our own, you know, private time. But like, you know, there's just something about the guy that it irks me, and I want to feel bad for him. You know, I want to feel like
right.
No, history, man. Well, no,
ever,
fuck that.
Do you ever think about like
fuck that? Dig your own grave, man. Dig your own grave.
You know, it's just something about it. Something about it, you know. And it was just on top of the fact that I had just eaten that whole pizza, which he was supposed to share with me, and then I ended up paying for. And
he's been a selfish piece of shit to me on like so many occasions. I can't even count him. You know what I mean? But just like sometimes, I just feel like,
oh my god,
you know what I mean? Because if he's not
wait,
even
wait,
capable,
wait, hold on,
I
think hold we're on, hold on.
Wait, is that reverb?
Oh
shit, Jackie, turn us on there right now.
Oh man.
Oh wait,
we're on the air.
Oh, the lights on.
Crap.
Oh,
all right. Fuck.
How long have we been on?
Like 3 minutes. Yeah.
All right. Well. Welcome to Mama Coco's Funky Kitchen.
Yes, nice guys. Yes, yes, y'all are
talking about nice things. Yeah.
Great
each other.
Job.
All right. So I'm gonna put on a song.
Yeah, just you know,
you should probably do that. Yep.
Let's just get past this.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. Forget that part.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think. Anyway, yeah, that guy's a dick.
We getting sound?
Yeah. What happened to that dude? You know what? You know, going back to that same note, I swear to God, that time when my mother went out of his way to give that guy a ride, and he just said, "Oh, hi, Chad's mom."
What an asshole!
And I said,
yeah. "No respect."
And I said, "You later." I was like, "You're not even gonna say thank you?"
Wait, you know you're still on the air, right? We didn't get the song on yet.
Guys, come on!
Shit. I thought there was no monitor here.
Oh, no. That's why the guy was just in here, like, fiddling with the cables and stuff.
Well.
So I'm going to play it now.
That was
okay?
Part of the sketch.
Is now okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still hurt, personally.
All right, well, I'm just going to play it.
I should know from start. Open my heart. Look what you did. Stay. Well, for heaven's sake, why
Yeah, I mean, well, I think what I think for me, when it comes to guitarists, like with an electric guitar, you know, which is a form that I think fundamentally I'm a little more interested in than acoustic guitar, although they're both beautiful and interesting forms. When it comes to an electrical guitarist, I think I like to hear a combination of grace and violence in their playing.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what really gets me. So somebody like Lou Reed, as a lead and as a rhythm player, is certainly up there for me, you know?
Well, you know, you're saying grace and violence, but why don't you give us a little example, something physical that we can, you know, really wrap our dicks around?
Well, Lou Reed is a great example, you know, if you hear how
he plays. I'm talking maybe, you know, specific bars, specific songs.
Well, okay. One of my favorite things that Lou Reed plays is his rhythm on "I'm Waiting for the Man," and it actually fades up gradually over the course of the mix. It's not that audible in the beginning, but he becomes more and more audible when he's got this real like serrated, fuzzy tone, and it's very choppy, very rhythmic, right on the nose, and it's just like.
I hear you. And it's
violent as shit. But it's got like perfect grace as far as like how it hangs in the music. You know what I mean? It's so much more about what he doesn't hit than what he hits.
I hear you.
Well, I think from the Velvets, I think the next generation would have in their influence like Tom Verlaine of Television. I think is my favorite guitar player, because I think he takes that kind of transgressive feel that Lou Reed and Sterling did in the Velvets, and then he kind of applies this like jazz flexibility to it and opens it up. Like if you listen to a track like Little Johnny Jewel in Television, it's like,
well, I've never heard him go as far out as he does on Little Johnny Jewel on that record. I feel like he never quite did. Like he certainly doesn't on Marquee Moon. You know, because he's playing like Robert Quine status, like
Coltrane, really. I think what he's doing is like electric guitar Coltrane in a way.
But so there's some definite Roger McGuinn in there.
Sure.
And I think you admit the influence. And probably some Jerry Garcia as well.
Oliver, let me ask you this. You know, you're a self-proclaimed Beatles guy. And, you know, there's a quote from John Lennon that I always loved that was like something along the lines of, you know, I'm no lead guitar player, but I sure can make her sing. You
I
know,
can make it howl.
Like I can make it howl.
Like, yeah,
like
sure. No, it's cool. It's cool.
And now, just about, you know, that being said, let me ask you some John Lennon guitar parts. Could you name a few that stand out to you?
Well, he only played lead a few times, but they're all pretty memorable. He plays the lead guitar on Get Back. He plays on the solos, which is a very groovy little solo.
That's the one that sticks out to me.
Mm-hmm.
So you play on...
He plays the lead on You Can't Do That. Can't Do That.
I think he plays on I Got a Feeling.
I Got a Feeling. He plays the main riff, rhythm.
Yeah, the really sick part. Yeah,
totally.
Well, John Lennon's example of like somebody that, in terms of how valuable musicians are, that his value isn't as a technical player at all.
Sure.
But he holds the feel of rock and roll.
I've seen him described as the Beatles' engine room.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, I mean, I'm going to be honest here, guys. I'm a Jimmy Page guy. You know,
you're a Page man?
I'm a Page man. When it comes right down to it, and, you know, and I've talked to Jacobs, Mr. Sunshine, about this, who is probably the best,
Mr. Sunshine.
Best guitar player that I know. You know, background for the folks at home, Jacob Sunshine is the guitar player, the only guitar player from Ghost Pal. So, and he, you know, he's a Page man as well. And I know, obviously, he's got a lot of influences.
Well, I want to say Communication Breakdown, killer solo.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking Black Dog, one of the best solos I've ever heard in my entire life.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, let's just think about, like, his writing, his production. Like, uh-huh. He produced all that shit. And uh-huh. But, I mean, just that being said, I've seen shit where he pulled out a fucking Chopin number, you know what I mean? And like just rocked it. But you know what? The man looks like an old Chinese grandpa and grandmother, I mean. And you know what? He knows how to fucking rip it. Like personally, when I listen to Led Zeppelin, I want to hear Since I've Been Loving You. You know, that's the one that really just gets my panties right up, you know.
It's
right
definitely up. Their most Janis Joplin-esque.
Since I've Been Loving
sure,
You
sure.
Yeah.
Is I Want You, She's So Heavy.
Do you think?
More or less.
Do you think that?
It's a little bit of it. I hear a little bit of it.
I mean, it's like them doing. You know, they didn't. It's just an example of them not inventing the wheel, but like.
But it's
very tasty.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, though. I think it's their deepest blues excursion. It's
Sure.
They really dug in.
They have many deep. They have a few deep blues excursions.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's their deepest. It very well may be.
They dug pretty deep on that one.
It is Janis Joplin, but you know what? And it is She's So Heavy, kind of like. But you know what? If that's what it is, I'm glad they did it because somebody Well, I don't know if somebody had to do it. Somebody did have to do it. But they did it damn well. And if it takes ripping off to make a fucking good song, like Since I've Been Loving You, you know.
No, music's a reinterpretive art, and they were great
interpreters,
you know. I mean, he's like the lead guitar player type.
There's
all these different kinds of guitar players. Like, Jimmy Page is like, if you're really a lead guy, like, chances are you're from the school of Jimmy Page.
Yes, of course.
You know, somebody like Lou Reed or someone like Neil Young or Keith Richards, for example. And those totally guys,
you're right,
I think, are all as valuable as Jimmy Page for making music, not guitar music. Like, they, like...
Uh-huh. Gotta call 9-6, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello?
Who do we have here?
Oh, it's not Dylan
Hello?
Again.
Hey!
Hello, hey, who's this?
It's Vinny from Clifton.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hi, Vinny.
What up?
Long time, first time.
Yeah,
it's been some time since the first.
I listening to you guys talk about guitar players. Man, where the fuck is Bruce?
Hey, Bruce fucking rules.
Bruce is a very good guitar player, man. He's very underrated.
How about that solo on fucking Thunder Road, right? Where he's like, and I'm learning how to make it talk. You know what I mean? You know that one?
Yeah, I know that one.
That's my favorite part, too.
That's my favorite part.
Oh, and then you mentioned freaking Jimmy Page. Like, where's Bon Jovi? Come on. I mean,
eat a dick, Vinny.
No, hey, that's no way to talk to our first-time call right now.
I'm sorry, Vinny.
And Richie Sambora is not without note.
Bon Jovi
plays
some
very beautiful guitar music.
No, Vinny, you know, you sound like a nice Italian boy, and I want to say I'm sorry for making that off-color comment. But
better. Otherwise, Vinny from Clifton's going to show up here.
Vinny from Clifton, do you have any questions to ask us?
So I want to know, seriously, what do you guys think about that douchebag A-Rod coming back to the Yankees this year?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't even get me started.
Hey, man.
Who's A-Rod?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be honest with you, Vinny. I shouldn't have said don't even get me started because...
Yeah, I'm not really a sporting man either myself.
Well, actually, the reason I said don't get me started is because if you...
You guys are loud, man. I'm going to call Michael K. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye.
Well, that was Vinny from Clifton.
Gets to me when I'm not believing. Never saw a face that's so misleading. It's the mess that gets things going. Feels the best, always keeps things going. Speaking strongly of a person with a present. Always hoping that today will be more pleasant. It's the mess that seems so
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
We got a call during the break, a really angry listener wondering why you haven't mentioned Slash.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You guys like Guns N' Roses?
I was never a Guns N' Roses
I'm going
to
be honest. I'm glad we didn't.
I think they're stupid.
I love Guns N' Roses. I love Slash. I think that's ridiculous to say that Guns N' Roses are stupid.
I think it's just like unpleasant.
Have you spent time with Appetite for Destruction?
Yeah, and it sucks.
What?
I hate the drum sound. I hate the guitar sound. Oh, and more than anything, God. I hate the singing. Oh, my God.
The drums
are bad.
I hate that. I hate that music so much. Oh, my God. It's so stupid.
Oh, man.
Oof. It was raining the other day, though, you know, and I just thought about November rain. How can you not?
Oh, it's true.
It's true. It's it is in the title, you know.
You know what? Everyone talk about Slash, that one part where he's shredding in front of a church, and the camera just comes in. Like, whoosh.
You mean like those three parts? I think they do that like three times in that video.
Do they?
Yeah, they keep coming back to it.
That's beautiful.
It's basically a big Slash.
It's like, at the end of the Aerosmith video from I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, when Steven Tyler just like screams for like 45 seconds. And he's like, they keep cutting back to him, like scratching his face, you know, just like screaming into the ether.
It really disappoints me that you guys don't like Guns N' Roses. Because, I mean, like, Guns N' Roses, like that's rock and roll. Like, they, like...
I think Guns N' Roses, like, killed rock and roll.
Jamie, you're scaring me right now.
I love Guns N' Roses. Fun, stupid, hard rock.
But you know what?
It's necessary.
You know
man.
What, though? I love and respect many people that love Guns N' Roses, but I'm just never going to, and I know that.
Wait, who else do we know that likes Guns N' Roses?
I'm on your team, Jamie.
So many people.
Yes, Jack Inslee, the producer. He knows what's up.
And he's probably going to edit this whole conversation later anyway.
To make you say you love Guns N' Roses.
I'm guessing. Yeah. I'm assuming so right now.
Yeah, to be honest, though, there's one moment for me where Guns N' Roses pulls through, and that's when they cover Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door. In my opinion, it's better than the Dylan version.
The Dylan version is awful. I never... Blah, blah. It just takes fucking forever to get through this three-chord song. Meanwhile, Guns N' Roses, they do it with bombast. They got the reggae section. Yeah. You know, they've got the black women singing in the back.
Yes.
Axl,
oh, it's beautiful.
Axl takes a bunch of boring bullshit and makes it into a fucking Hollywood epic.
Yeah, titillating rock symphony. Yeah,
no, come on. No, that's for real,
he
man.
He makes it into a giant stadium erection that poses as emotional and deep.
So, can I, like, what, how does anyone defend Axl Rose's singing?
That guy... Nobody can sing like that, man.
Okay, but just because he physically doesn't mean he should.
Go now, and then go. You know,
like, right? But I'm just saying. Can and should are different things.
Yes. I consider him one of the great vocalists of rock and roll. Without irony,
they made that list of like the singers with the biggest range, and he was number one. I think.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Mike Patton.
Well, it was Axl Rose, and they were like, "Well, this list is a little bullshit." And then Mike Patton ended up being the eventual winner, who was also a very good vocalist. Don't get me wrong.
Male vocalist?
But it's like the same.
But it's not technical. It's not a technical conversation, though.
Oh, so
it's stylistic.
Okay.
How can you defend that? That yowling,
it's like cat asshole.
But you know who another person that people hate and make fun of me for liking, who I think is a great singer, is Eddie Vedder.
Oh, I thought you were saying Billy Joel.
I like Eddie Vedder better than Axl Rose. I'm gonna say that now.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I don't love Eddie Vedder, but I like him better than Axl.
No, you know what I like?
I love Pearl Jam.
Eddie Vedder or Chris Cornell? Guys.
I dig 10. I take Eddie Vedder over Chris Cornell because I think Chris Cornell just seems like such a sort of like humorless dick, you know.
He's a pussy.
Yeah.
No, Soundgarden had some really great moments.
True.
They're a pretty awesome band.
They are.
I mean,
they are.
I don't know if history is going to be as kind to them as it should, but like, you know, for me growing up, like Soundgarden ruled. And also Pearl Jam were not like, it's crazy how not in vogue Pearl Jam were because like, I know. They're a great band that like really kept it going.
Yeah,
you know they're one of the best live bands I've ever seen, and they didn't compromise. They're still doing their thing, and almost none of their peers actually have that longevity. However, because of Eddie Vedder's sort of bizarre vocal style, like they're just gonna get shit on forever. It
wasn't
very
bizarre
weird.
For the time, you know. And I think it gets pigeonholed in with, you know, the Creeds and the Nickelbacks of the day. And of course, you know, there's all these people that there's a whole school of Creed Nickelback hating these days.
Yeah, Eddie Vedder takes a lot of slack for that. To me, it was Candlebox. Can't I left you far behind? No, baby, I never meant to treat you all so bad. See, that to me, that was planted the seed.
Vintage post-grunge.
Of grunge light. Grunge light, or diet grunge is what they used to say.
Yeah. Wait, what do you? Who do you guys think really really coined that vocal style? Was it Kurt Cobain, or was there someone before that? Who unfortunately unleashed that vocal style?
Well, Cobain doesn't really sound like that. He hints at it at points.
No, but people trying to dupe him kind of do.
Sure.
Do you think there was somebody else?
Well,
I mean, I think there's some Bruce in there.
Sure, I can see that. Okay.
I don't know. Cornell was.
You know, I
got one for you guys. Hold on. Guys. Lane Staley or Scott Weiland?
Oh, I love
Lane
Stone
Staley.
Temple Pilots.
Lane Staley.
I love Stone Temple Pilots, but Lane Staley is one of the great singers ever. But really only him and Cantrell. You have to see those guys for white boys making not pop music. They are tremendous harmony singers. And they sing in a very distinct style that like has not been done since and was not done before. Alice in Chains, also not in vogue.
Pretty good band,
are
though.
One of the great bands of the time period.
Yeah. I
absolutely.
Have time for them.
I like Alice in Chains.
I had to not listen to them for about 10 years because they were so prevalent when
Wait,
I was a teenager.
Wait, is Slash in that band?
If only.
Yes.
Serious question.
Oh, you're thinking of Velvet Revolver?
Velvet Revolver.
Chadbourne.
Oh, Jesus.
Chadbourne. I am very disappointed in you, man.
All right, listen. My butt rock knowledge isn't that up to date.
Butt rock? Butt rock?
Yeah, it's butt
Jesus
rock.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's what they call butt rock.
Oh, fuck that, dude. There's intellectual musicians. They're just not fucking, they're not rebranded for the American Apparel era.
Okay. Favorite Bizkit album, though. Quick.
$3 bill.
Significant Other.
It would have to be Significant Other.
Yeah. Does anybody say Chocolate Starfish?
Wait, what the fuck are you guys
or was that like? Or was that like the Jump the Shark record?
That was the Jump the Shark.
Yeah, yeah.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
Right, right, right. And the Mission Impossible song.
Now I know why you want to hate me.
I know why you want to hate me.
I know all the words to all these songs.
Stuff, I don't know any records by that band.
Oh, you missed Limp
Bizkit. Oh, that's because you're younger.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, yeah. I was 10. That was the right age.
Limp Bizkit is a phenomenon that, I mean, you know, critically they were just panned, and they are not a good band per se. However, Limp Bizkit is more fun, dynamic music than very much of what followed them.
What do you guys like think about Slipknot?
I don't like Slipknot.
Slipknot are a creatively not good band.
I don't like them because their masks scare me and have always scared me since I was a child. I don't like it.
What about the drummer who got, like gets up on a spinning pentagram or whatever?
Joey Jordan.
I mean, he's a genius, but he scares me.
We should hear a tune, I think.
Right. That's going to lead us into our next bit, actually.
Hi!
Now, I want to talk right now about a little something we have coming up on December 6th. It's the Rock and Roll Funeral. It's the funeral for rock and roll. It's the funeral for rock and roll. It's taking place at Aviv, the new place, Aviv. And we're going to throw in this funeral because the jig is up, my friends. The game is over. You're all going to have to hang up your coats and go home. Goodbye. If you're lucky, you might catch a cab. It's raining tonight.
Good night, sweet prince.
Rock and roll, you were good to us, but not for a long time.
We loved you, but you went astray.
We'll miss...
And now you're dead.
We'll miss the good times we had with you.
And the bad.
And the sad.
But we won't regret being forced to move on.
Truly, it's been an unlikely evening.
I've given my life and my heart to you, rock and roll. You've gone and left me, and now we're all alone in the world without you. We don't even have a pot to piss in, man.
You know, rock and roll, there was this one moment with you when, well, I could never do it justice with these simple words, could I?
Is it Axl Rose's fault?
No, not ultimately.
But
you can't lay a blame to anyone in particular. I blame 9/11 very often. I blame 9/11 for killing rock and roll.
I blame greed. I blame greed.
Capitalism is the enemy.
I blame greed, ignorance, and sloth. I blame hubris.
Ego.
I blame arrogance. I blame ego.
Hubris.
I do.
I blame Dexter Holland.
But regardless of who you blame, it's hard to argue that the model hasn't dried up before our very eyes. I look around me every day and all I see are cool guys with guitars, cool girls with guitars making their way up a ladder. And it's only a matter of time before everybody figures out that the ladder's gone. What happens then?
The beanstalk you thought was going to bring you all the way high, all the way up to those puffy, puffy rock and roll clouds, just up and shriveled. And those beans tasted like shit. They tasted like the refuse of the tired shores. Bring me your poor, your huddled masses, and I will rock them, or at least I shall try. Sans a paddle.
It's like John Bon Jovi said, I've seen a million faces, and I fucked them all.
So the time has come to move on. We cannot worship any lesser god than music. Play on music. Play on music. Rock
yes,
and roll can go.
Music.
Yes,
yes,
music.
Yes.
Yes.
Music.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Music.
Yes.
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 Music. Yes. Yes. Music. Yes. Music.
Yes.
Music.
Yes.
Music.
Yes.
Music.
Yes.
Acting like I do.
Great American Novel, a band that was given their own funeral. But back to the rock and roll funeral at hand.
You know, it's funny that we're having it at a place called Aviv, considering Vive, you know, is obviously the Latin root for life.
Well, life goes on, and that's the fucking point, you know? Life goes on, it has to continue, music goes on, play on music. We're going to keep rocking.
Are you telling me there's like a dichotomy going on?
There's no question we're going to keep rocking, but we're throwing out the form. And we have to challenge ourselves now with every waking minute of every day to push the boundaries of what we are doing a little bit further.
We're at a very dangerous time for rock and roll.
Yeah, and
people are teaching it to children and schools and stuff. It's, you know, jazz used to be a countercultural music. It was dangerous music that was changing people's minds and affecting the intellectual majority.
And it was being profoundly and completely explored.
Yeah,
to its,
exactly.
To its
yes.
furthest edges.
And now it is basically reduced to, not hobbyism necessarily, but it's appreciated academically, and then it's appreciated while people eat at a restaurant. And as a leisure activity. But there's nothing leisurely about Coltrane, Charles Mingus, Duke Ellington, the great geniuses. Nothing leisurely about their music. It is angry, insightful, challenging music. And rock and roll has been that. But as musicians in 2014, we have to look around and see there's inherent laziness and circular nature in which this is going. You know, people are not searching out rock and roll as a means of freedom and exploration.
It's grown stagnant. And do we really want our rock and our punk or whatever to just be the same as fucking like roots music? Like, do we want that to be? Do we want do we want to be folkies?
Quite frankly, no.
You know, and that's what we're in danger of becoming. That's what we're moving towards. Eventually, there will probably be public funding for rock and roll, but not until it's been dead for 100 years. And we're getting close enough.
You're right.
Well, so you know. A lot of people argue, because, I mean, like, we're in our 20s and stuff, and then some people argue that rock and roll died with Buddy Holly, or that rock and roll died...
That seems brash.
Or the Beatles broke up, or rock and roll died with the Sex Pistols, or with Kurt Cobain, or something like that. But,
at that point, it's just silly.
In this day and age, though, there's no rock and roll on the radio other than old music being reiterated over and over again. There hasn't been a rock and roll band to touch mainstream America and change the way people look at things in a very long time. And because of that, we're out here trying to say something to deaf ears. And that's, I think, the wall needs to be destroyed.
And look how much negativity has grown around rock and roll culture. You know, we've come of age relatively as a people. We're older now. We are wiser now. Time has passed. We don't need to be so abusive to our own bodies. We don't need to be so horrible to women. You know, we don't need to like make and spend so much money all the time. That's, you want to talk about what killed rock and roll?
Great.
Fucking stadium
money.
Touring killed rock and roll.
Well,
it was never a sustainable venture. You know, it was never going to work. It was always a matter of time before the bubble burst, and well, it did. And it burst like a pin pricked it, man. Napster.
I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with people playing arenas. However, the arena is something you graduate to. Every time that some act has gone from, you know, you perfect your craft playing in a bar, playing in a basement, and then you get to that point, fine. But there's always been something else bubbling under.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when, you know, think about like 1980, 1981, right? You have The Who. The Who still sound great. All four of those guys are alive. You know, they're not that far from their great works. Who is their opening act? The Clash. Just blowing
Amazing
them
bill.
Out.
Amazing
blowing
bill.
Them out every night. Every night, The Clash killed The Who. You know, that was a new generation coming to take over. And now...
And that was a triumph.
And now, I think about it now, like, how old were The Who in 1980? They've been making music for less than 20 years, right? A band now, you know, that's 20 years old, is a band that might be boying like Wilco or something like that. People are still discovering Wilco now, and they're the band of their generation because people don't care. It takes so long for someone to just penetrate, you know, the public intelligence.
But as important as it is to appreciate and acknowledge and respect the passing of rock and roll, what I most want to talk about is what we have now, which is the potential for a massive cultural rebirth, you know?
I think you're right.
I'm talking about color splashing all over the place as we free ourselves from the social, cultural, aesthetic, mental, intellectual hang-ups and cliches and boundaries that have been set for us by the form we've been working in from the moment we became conscious, because it was something that we were born into. You know what I mean? The idea predated us. We came into it, and we assumed.
Yeah, our parents listened to rock and roll.
And we assumed
we're second generation.
And we believed. We thought rightfully, and I still think rightfully, that that was the path to walk. You know, but what? But the path has dried up. The path has dried up.
Well,
we've reached the edge of the forest.
When it comes down to one thing, it's honesty. I think that we need to give. I think if you give people honesty, it doesn't matter what their references are.
You're so right.
Like, you know, I love punk rock. Some people think they like punk. Some people think they, you know, some people think they hate punk. Some people don't know what punk is. But taking, like, looking at the course of music, you know, you take somebody who is just trying to reach people in an honest way, someone like maybe a songwriter like Paul Westerberg, someone like Gordon Gano, someone who has an honest populist message that can move people, can touch people's hearts, you know, anyone can like that. I think that we can't look at the aesthetic and the outfit in the same way. I think we have to reach further. We have to reach out to other people and stop just trying to impress each other.
It's true.
With how cool and referential we are.
And if we can really take it out past the edge of the boundaries, we can go so fucking far out. We can go farther out than anybody has ever gone.
Yeah.
We can.
There's no reason
always
not to.
The potential in this very moment to go farther out than anyone has ever gone.
You know what? We're going to fucking try. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, so why don't we hear one more song? Okay, once again, The Funeral for Rock and Roll, December 6th at Aviv, Morgan Avenue. You got to be there. Peter Stanfill's playing.
The Brooklyn What's playing.
Brooklyn What? Graveyard Kids, God Tiny, Liam, Skinny Bones. We're going to do a big old funereal reading of Goodbye Pork Pie Hat by Mingus at the end of the night.
Oh,
yeah. You do not want to miss it. It's a one-time only performance that will never be touched again. You have to be there. You have to stay till the end.
Oh, it's going
to
be a...
We're going to get really fucking freaky.
It's going to be a New Orleans funeral, and we're going to have a ritual sacrifice and a cremation, I have on good authority.
Oh, yeah.
But let's hear one more song, and then we'll come back one more time, and we're going to sing you a song.
Sounds freaky.
And then we can all ride out into the sunset together. All right, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Some of my blues, broken heart has left the trail and led me right back to you. Staring at the ceiling, all alone in my room, shed a tear and think of all the things that we've been through. She's telling me it's over, she's ready to move. Somehow I know we'll be together when feelings rebloom.
Cause I'm yours.
Yeah. All right, we're going to try something.
We're going to sing a traditional
song we've never done before. You know, we don't have a guitar tonight, and we don't want to do any of our songs. So we're going to do something that is in the public domain, because we can do that, right, Jack?
That's yes.
It's a
confirmation. All right, here we go.
All right. Who's
going
to count us off?
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. When I asked your mother for you, she said you was too young. I wish I never seen your face. I'm sorry that you was born. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in the town. And sometimes I get a great notion to jump in the river and drown.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I see you in my dreams.
Stop rambling. Stop your gambling. Go home to your wife and family.
Go home to your wife and family. Family.
Sit down by the fireside, right?
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I see you in my dreams. I love Irene, you know I do. Love her till the seas run dry.
And if Irene turns her back on me,
gonna take morphine and die.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene.
Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Good night, Irene. We're almost go to Funky Kitchen tradition.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit.
To donate and become a member, visit our website today.
Thanks for listening.